This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show if you want to. It's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system. Literally thousands of posts. Over 54,000 posts for you to surf around through, as well as over 900 users interacting. It is totally free, the way things ought to be at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. Join the bulletin board system. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, go ahead and give them a call. Toll free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, again, kicking off hour number two here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Let's talk diamonds, Manwich.
Well, okay, let's talk diamonds.
I love talking about diamonds.
You know, they're sort of a...
Because I hate them. Hate them with a passion.
It's a bit of a, we've been hoodwinked by the Beers.
I mean, everyone's been hoodwinked.
It's really the case. I mean, diamonds are overvalued because De Beers controls way too much of the market.
It's the best public relations job in the world.
Yeah, it's great.
In all of the last 100 years or 200 years, I would say De Beers' scam that they pulled on the world, the people of the world, is just really pure brilliance. I mean, they deserve to be applauded for how brilliant their scam is.
You know, and the funny thing is girls want these big, old, shiny diamonds for engagement rings.
Mm-hmm.
And, diamonds haven't been engagement. It's not like they've been engagement rings forever. Less than 100 years ago, it was considered normal to get garnets for engagement rings.
Right. Ruples.
Yeah. All kinds of different cultures have all kinds of different things. De Beers marketed this whole thing properly. Well, things are about to change for fellas.
Okay.
Now, in the back room of an unmarked brown building in a rundown strip mall,
where's
eight
from?
Machines. This is out of USA Today.
Okay.
Eight machines, each the size of a bass drum, are making diamonds. That's right, making diamonds, real ones, all but indistinguishable from stones formed by a billion or so years' worth of intense pressure. The only actually real difference between these diamonds and the ones in formed by billions of years of pressure
natural
in the earth.
Natural diamonds, so to speak?
Yes, as it were, is that these are perfect.
Ooh.
Yeah. Those crappy, nasty things that grew in the earth?
Right. Imperfections.
Not so nice. So, anyway...
Wait, does that mean they're going to charge more for these diamonds or less?
No, of course they'll charge less. Now they can grow diamonds in a big jar in a warehouse somewhere.
Huh.
The company that is doing this is Apollo Diamond. It's a tiny outfit started by a former Bell Lab scientist. Here inside this Apollo stainless steel glass machines, and you can see see single crystal diamonds literally growing amid hot pink gases. This year, Apollo expects to grow diamonds as big as 2 carats. And by the end of 2005,
I didn't know that. I didn't know what the carrot thing was all about.
Carrot's a big old rock.
I see.
Okay, and it might expand to 10 carats by the end of 2005.
Wow.
That's the end of this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, diamonds have seen it. That's it, ladies. You might as well take those diamond rings you've got and flush them down the toilet.
Pawn them now.
They're worthless.
Well, you still can. Did you ever notice that, I mean, if you go try and pawn a diamond, you don't get jack squat for
it. No, diamonds are all retail.
Right.
All retail. Retail means, what they mark them up.
Point of purchase, first time buy.
Yep, I bought a diamond for $5,000, sold it for
$600. Ooh.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Let's talk about the history of the diamond a little bit here. I don't actually have any of this in front of me. I'm going purely by memory here. But it's just a sordid, tricky, deceptive history that the diamond has.
Here's what should happen. Guys should, from here on out, buy cubic zirconia, have them mounted in the nicest mount you can get.
That's what it's all about.
It's never going to matter, guys. Buy a cubic zirconia
and if she
mounted
checks it,
in something fabulous.
If she checks it, flush her. Because
she's not going to check it anytime beforehand.
She's probably not going to check it, but if she does check it, then you've got a definite gold digger on your hand. But let's talk about the history of diamonds, because what happened basically was that De Beers, that's the diamond company, they essentially finagled the diamond mines from all of the owners around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They bought them out. And De Beers is probably the closest thing to a monopoly that was a monopoly created by the marketplace that we've ever seen, I think, in time. They're not totally a monopoly, but they've got a stranglehold on the diamond mines. So, what they did was, They harvested a bunch of diamonds, put them all in a big old vault, I think over in Europe or something like that, and then they started a magnificent public relations campaign. Diamonds are forever. You've seen it.
Yep.
You've seen the commercials with the ritzy music and the silhouettes dancing.
The thing is that colored gems, rubies, sapphires, garnets, all these other things, are more rare.
Yeah.
They're more rare than diamonds.
Yeah.
Pick your favorite colors, ladies.
The only reason why diamonds are supposedly rare, why they are, I guess they have this mystique about them, it's all been PR. It's all been public relations. They're rare because De Beers is literally hoarding them, and they only let out so many per year. And
now, some people get really nasty and say that diamonds are actually only semi-precious stones. That's not true. They are definitely precious gems.
And they definitely have special properties. They can cut glass. They're certainly valuable to some extent.
But they're not the rarest. They're not by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
The rare ones are all the colored ones. Ladies, just pick your favorite color and start wearing that instead.
Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do as far as the size of the diamond or whether or not you get a diamond.
Which, by the way, the rest of the gems do have all that retail cost built in. They have some retail cost built in and everything, but at least their prices make more sense than diamonds do.
Yeah,
they just make more sense.
I think jewelry just as a whole is outrageously expensive. But diamonds are just nutty. And when it comes to your love or expressing your love, which is what diamonds have come to mean in the popular culture, it has nothing to do with love. It has nothing to do beyond anything more than money and the amount of money that this guy is willing to lavish on you. That's all it is. So if that's what's important to you, ladies, you need to seriously reconsider, how you feel about diamonds. And we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. Did you know diamonds were a scam? Because that's all they are. It's all been just a brilliant, brilliant public relations scheme. They started their advertising campaign, the Diamonds is Forever campaign, like I think it was back in the early 20th century.
Mm.
They started it pretty heavily here in America. It took off. They actually expanded the campaign to other countries around the world, even countries that have very different marriage traditions, like Japan. You wouldn't think that something like a diamond would have taken off in Japan, where it's much more of the process of marriage, the process of joining two together in Japan is a little different. You know, you have to go, and it's very family-based, it's very traditional, in very different ways than here. But it worked there, too. They managed to push the diamond scam on the Japanese people. They pushed it successfully in every country that they've really tried to work their magic in, and it's amazing that they've been able to get people to pay literally hundreds of times more than they should be paying for these things.
The party's over. I mean, now that they can grow, at this point, 2-carat, and by the end of the year, maybe 10-carat diamonds in a lab
tremendous. Someplace. I mean, what's your average diamond ring? Like a half a carat or a carat or something like that?
And there's
2-carat's a big deal, right?
No way to say average.
Okay.
I can't tell you. I can't tell you how the
2-carat is big, though, right? I mean, that's unusual,
huge,
right?
Yeah. 2-carat's...
that's like a...
Getting on the size of a pea.
Okay.
It's not exactly that big, but a pea is probably 3 carats.
And a 2-carat diamond would cost, what, $5,000?
Well, it depends on where you... That's the real trick here, man. If you just bought the diamond and you managed to get it wholesale, that's one thing. If you get it retail, if you buy it... Here's the amazing story. Is Tiffany's. They take these already inflated things, diamonds, and then they add a name brand to them. Because Tiffany's only, they do their thing in platinum and, they do their other jewelry.
Okay.
And then they add this name brand, Tiffany & Company.
Tiffany Diamonds.
And suddenly, already inflated diamonds are now super inflated with Tiffany's.
It's just more marketing.
Yeah, just more marketing.
That's all diamonds have always been. Just somebody with a brilliant marketing plan to get a bunch of gullible guys to buy their women, their money-grubbing women, some of them, a big rock. They're not really that special.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231.
Is this what marriage is about?
Just because your guy doesn't get you a diamond, ladies, doesn't mean he doesn't love you. Okay? More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole food. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical pharmaceuticals, farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, from political to personal, whatever's on your mind. If you make the call, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And it's not just any photo. It's actually a photo specifically taken for Free Talk Live that proves in the photo that they listen to the show. And that usually is manifested by them holding up some sort of signage that references Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
And then we put them up on our shrine because we're proud of our female listeners. We want to show you off. It is not a beauty contest, though, ladies. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, and ages have submitted their pictures, and they're on the shrine freetalklive.com. So go check it out. Alrighty then. I think we're done with the diamond thing. I guess the ladies out there listening didn't have any comments. Maybe they were just awestruck. Maybe they were shocked and dumbfounded by...
Well, everybody agrees with this issue. They all know that it's a scam.
Really?
It's just
you
nobody...
think?
Oh, absolutely true.
I don't know about that.
Everybody... No, people do know. They know that diamonds aren't worth what they're sold at.
Even the women that fawn over them?
Absolutely. They don't care. They just... It's just a status symbol. Everybody understands this. It's just a status symbol.
I don't believe it for a
second. Oh, absolutely true. Why do you think they want the diamonds? You think they'd want the diamonds because the diamonds are worth what they're paying for? No!
They believe that they're worth what they're paying for, otherwise
they
wouldn't pay for it.
They do not. Do you think they believe Lexuses are worth what they pay for it? You lose thousands of dollars by driving it off the lot. People don't buy things because they believe they're worth what they pay for them.
Mm.
Not even for a second. They're status symbols. Because a Lexus versus a car that's worth $2,000, some beater... They both got four wheels.
But there are women out there that really do believe that if a guy doesn't get them a diamond, it means he doesn't love them. How do you justify that?
That's not what that means. That's not what they believe. That's just the kind of guy. That's the kind of relationship they want. They want the kind of relationship where they're treated.
Where they're lavished with gifts and lavished with status symbols.
I'm worth it. You know, and a lot of women out there feel that just a small diamond would be fine. A small ring would be fine. It doesn't matter to them.
So even though it's a small diamond and a teeny, teeny little diamond, it's still a status symbol?
It fits with convention.
I see. So they want to fit in.
Hmm.
It's interesting. It's just a fascinating study. Anyway, 800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And Dosky emails. He says, I just had a thought and was wondering if you could offer some insight. Do you think it could be possible that when a country goes to war, that it could send the message to people that killing another human being is able to be justified, thus some people believing that killing someone else is justifiable that if they have strong enough reasons, like the president said we could? Could it be that the government is teaching those who are more impressionable that violence is acceptable?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that people are clear that the government is allowed to do what the government's allowed to do, and they'll crush people that try to do what they want to do.
He says, I believe this could very well be true, and I believe, and I never believed that violence solves anything, but I was wondering how you felt about it.
I think that's an untrue statement. If somebody's attacking you, violence can definitely solve the problem.
No doubt.
So, that statement, violence never solved anything, not a true statement. I know that it's been shoved down our throats, and it sounds good.
How about
and everything.
The initiation of force the never solves anything?
The initiation of force is
always a bad idea.
Always wrong.
The initiation of force will always bring you... usually the opposite of your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And at best, it's just going to fail and fall flat on its face. So in regards to whether or not the government is, I guess, encouraging people to be violent, I think to an extent it does legitimize it a little bit. You know, the idea that, well, President Bush says we should go and attack this country, they must be bad people, and it must be okay to kill those types of people.
Yeah, it does legitimize
so,
it to some extent.
To some extent. Let's go to the phones to David in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on WXNT. Hello, David. You're on with Ina Manwich.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to kind of correct the record. There is not a giant markup with loose stones. I was in the jewelry business for a while. I used to sell wholesale to... mainly independent jewelers, but it's a commodity. The price is set by beers and the cartels. And,
they get a keystone. They get a keystone, which is double.
Not on a diamond, not a loose stone. You don't. Get
wait. What's a keystone? You're losing me. I don't know what you're talking
set,
about.
Though, once it's set, then they get a keystone on that on the diamond
on the
and
mounting.
The stone. What's that?
No. You may be able to get a keystone on the mounting.
What is a keystone? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a 100% markup.
Oh.
If you look at tennis shoes and handbags,
How come I bought a diamond for $5,000 and sold it for $650?
Because you're a schmuck.
No, that's not the freaking truth, dude. It is not true.
It is absolutely true. I can tell you right now, man, you don't know what you're talking about, man. You are lucky to make 10% when you're dealing with smart customers. You can go online and look this stuff up. They get the rap report and everything else. Most customers that come in,
somebody's raking it in. It's De Beers then that's raking it in.
Not the independent jewelers.
We didn't come and attack the independent jewelers. They're just selling people products. I have no problem with
They don't make. You cannot make money selling loose stones. It's just not. It's not a moneymaker.
We don't believe that you can make money selling loose stones.
No, you have
otherwise
to have
there'd be loose stone stores.
Right. Yeah. You have to have something to make it look pretty.
Yeah, and the other thing is too. I mean, it's something that I think for some reason mankind has always had an attachment to. And
that's not true.
Shiny rocks, certainly.
Shiny rocks, yes, but diamonds, no. Diamonds have only been, there's only an attachment to diamonds because De Beers and their PR firm has created it.
You don't think there's people buying diamonds before De Beers established the cartel?
Not at the rates that they're currently buying them. No,
the rates that they have now are completely inflated.
No, they're not. They're not inflated.
Please, because you sell wholesale diamonds, you understand the world diamond market? That's pretty ridiculous. I'm in advertising. I'm not going to propose that I know everything about advertising in the world.
No, but I'm saying
that's pretty asinine.
I know something. What's asinine is you saying that you make keystone on a loose stone.
You know, that's all I can see is the truth, man. If I'm buying...
Show me what just because you got ripped off, man, doesn't mean you go around bad-mouthing everybody or making up statements like that. Maybe for you...
I don't know about the keystone thing. David, I don't know about the keystone thing. I don't know about that.
I don't know what it's like in Indy, but down here, when you're buying diamonds on St. Armand's Circle, you can't tell me these people aren't getting keystones.
They're not getting keystone on a loose stone, man. You need to talk to a
jeweler. Who said loose stones?
Nobody ever said anything about loose stones.
Well, I mean, I said that the best way to get a deal was to buy a loose stone and set it yourself.
That's the best way to get a deal.
That's the best way. And
thank you. Goodbye.
No, David. I have more I want to ask about David.
What's that?
Well, he's not on the line, so I can't ask him now. Thanks for doing that, Manwich. 1-800-259-9231. David, call us again sometime. Because, again, what he was ignoring was the fact that it was a PR stunt. The whole thing, the idea about diamonds being so expensive.
He called to disagree. We talked to him about
that. He made the claim. Well, anyway, you wanted to talk about keystones, which is apparently making 100%, which I never even heard of before. We never mentioned anything about keystoning before, so I don't even know where that came from. Anyway, he made the claim that people have always valued these things. And, yeah, sure, people, like you said, people have always valued shiny rocks.
They bought the island of Manhattan for some beads.
What happened with the diamonds was De Beers literally created an advertising campaign. That's why diamonds are so valuable. They made them valuable. They made them valuable by telling people that these are special. Huh, if you don't get a diamond... This was literally how their advertising campaign was structured. If you don't get a diamond, you don't love your girlfriend. That was the message that they were giving to people. And the girls fell for it, and so they started demanding the diamonds, and the guys fell for it because, well, if they didn't get the diamonds, girls wouldn't put out, and so over time, the diamonds have just become outrageously expensive as a result of nothing more than public relations. It's brilliant. I gotta hand them credit. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
The party's over.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. Here until 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for your calls if you make it. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There's no membership fee. It's totally free. freetalklive.com. Go get them. Let's go to the phones to John, the homeless racist man in Little Rock, Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, John.
Hey, I want a premium membership.
You want a premium membership? Well, that costs money, and I don't think you have any of it.
Right.
Right. Because you spend it all on Listerine, didn't you?
Nope.
Do you drink Listerine?
Oh, God, I need a date, man.
You need a date?
Yeah.
Well, now, how are you going to get it? You're a homeless man, huh?
I got a website.
Yes, we know you have a website. In fact, we've actually plugged your website.
That tells me that he has a website.
Well, he goes online. He goes into the library, and he works on his website in there.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get a free website, John?
Hey, GeoCities.
And they've been giving them out for years. They've got advertising all over them, and they've got pop-ups and stuff like that. So you get what you pay for.
Well, I want to use BraveNet, but they're too hard to figure out.
I can tell you one thing for sure. You're not going to pick up women by being a webmaster. I'm pretty positive not going
to
do it.
That's why I come to you guys, so y'all can help me out.
You want some tips?
Well, you know, it's all about fighting City Hall.
Well, you can always go buy diamonds, I suppose. There's still women that are really into diamonds. You could just go out and... Well, no, you don't have any money. You got to get some money, John, because women, I mean, yeah, it's possible that you'll stumble across a nice bag lady and that she really, you know, really appreciates you for who you are, but I don't see it happening. It's just, I think it's very rare that you're going to find a woman like that.
You know, the only reason I moved out of my mom's house was securing affection from the opposite sex. That's it.
Well, see,
I'd still be living there.
See, it's like this, you know, see, the city council of Little Rock, they're trying to put some pressure on us to move out under the bridge.
Right, because you guys,
God knows.
Didn't you say that Little Rock was, I guess, the meanest town for homeless people to live in?
Hey, I can't call it National Quarter for the Homeless a lie.
Are you living under the bridge right
yes.
now?
Yes.
What's it like?
Hey, man, well, here's what it like. Crack dealers and the crack users.
Right.
And
do you have a sleeping bag? I mean, or do you just have to lie on the, you know, the hard rock?
Cardboard. Sometimes I use cardboard.
Cardboard?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Do you have any sort of blanket, or do you just sort of have to, you know, just sleep out in the open?
Well, we sleep out in the open under the bridge, and it's just trying to put a stop to it.
Don't people bother you while you're sleeping?
Yeah, lots of people, crack dealers and the crack users.
What, do they think you have some crack to buy, or they want to sell you some crack, or both?
Both. And check this out, all this happens behind City Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, amazing, ain't it?
No, not really. It's not a shock to me. I mean, homeless people are everywhere.
And guess what? The police station right up the street from City Hall.
Didn't you used to live in a forest?
Yeah.
Why did you move under the bridge from the forest?
I moved to a condominium.
No, come on.
Is it closer to town? Closer to the things you want?
Well, yeah. So, see, plus they feed there, and the city's trying to put a stop to that. People come by, drop all clothes, and they feed sandwiches and deals and stuff. But I'm going to do you guys a favor.
Are you?
Oh, good.
I'm going to give you a world broadcast premiere.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah?
My TV series.
You've got a TV series.
Yes, it only lasted one season.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
All right. Type it again. Go to Google.
Wait. Is this long? Is this going to be GeoCities /XYZ37?
No, go to Google Video Search. Not Google, but Google Video Search.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, type in, when you get to type in, Little Rock Homeless Nazis.
Little Rock Homeless Nazi?
As your keyword, yeah.
Wait, no. What was the last word? You didn't say Nazi. What was the last word?
Little Rock Homeless Nazis.
Nazis?
Yeah.
You really did say Nazis.
Yeah, in Google video search.
Okay.
It's going to turn up, the first thing you're going to see.
Is there a group of white supremacists that are homeless there in Little Rock? Is that what this is about?
No, that's the name I gave the city council.
Oh, I see.
If y'all read my website, the first article I wrote that said,
oh, yeah, like
what?
I got nothing better to do than sit around and read
your
website.
It's bookmarked. It's my homepage. Whenever I open my web browser, it goes straight to your homepage, Sean.
I'll let you guys see what I look like once you go to Google video search.
Yeah, we actually saw your picture. You definitely look homeless.
No, not the picture. You're going to see the interview. Everybody.
All right, man. Hey, do us a favor and post it on the BBS just in case we can't find it. That way all of our listeners
can
go.
It'll be easy to find when you get the Google video search.
John, you have to understand. You're giving instructions, and it's hard for people to remember these things. Just go to freetalklive.com, go to the BBS, and post a link to it.
Library closed.
All right, then don't
check this out.
Do it tomorrow. We got
to
go. Thanks, dude.
See
you, 800-259-9231. I've got to be careful with him. He's a little drunk sometimes, and sometimes he says things he's not supposed to.
I think that he only said that one time because he was...
He thought we weren't a radio show.
Yeah, like we were just an internet show that was getting calls. I don't know. That doesn't happen too often.
Let's go to Lindale in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Lindale.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
All right. My name is Lindale Johnson. I'm a barber. I work at Roots West in Lafayette.
That's okay. You don't have to give us all that information. Just
okay,
come to mind, Lindale.
Don't say like that because I really admire you for even being on air here and letting me be on here. I've never been through anything like this before. I'm so erratic and so...
Well, it's okay.
So right now, it is so much stuff.
You're just talking to two guys, Lindell. Just pretend like nobody else is listening, okay?
Real, the whole world is listening, though. If you really need to listen, I really love y'all. I know y'all white. I'm black, okay?
That's okay.
I done went through school. I'm still in school. I am a broke college student. I am not blaming anybody for anything that I have had, any type of shortcomings. You got a brain. If you don't use it, God gave us a miraculous brain. I do nursing. I'm a nurse's aide. I'm a barber.
Excellent.
Okay, I'm doing all this stuff because I feel the compassion of everybody in the world. Everybody, your mind is what counts. God gives everybody a brain.
Okay, okay.
If you don't use it, you're not going to be anywhere.
I agree with that, Lindell.
Can't blame anybody for what you're doing.
What's on your brain tonight?
Me being glad to be on the air and the world can hear me. Because people are going to hear about me. I do video.
Well, here's the trick, Lindell.
Wait.
Here's the trick. I know you're happy you're on the air. Now you have to slow down, and you have to actually have something you want to talk about. I mean, you can talk about Lindell, and that's interesting to a point. But you have to remember, there's people out there that are never going to meet you, and they don't know who you are. So they just want to know what you think. Now, what's on your mind?
About everybody just blaming everybody. I've been listening to radio for a long time.
Uh-huh.
For the past 3 weeks due to circumstances in my household, and I'm
gotcha.
A single father, okay, and I'm just glad to be here, man, I'm just glad to talk, man, I'm glad to listen.
We're glad you're here. It says here, now, Lindell, it says here you wanted to talk
man.
About diamonds. Did you actually want to talk about diamonds?
Diamonds, okay, diamonds. Guess what, I work in a beauty shop, I hear people talking about it all the time, guess what? You can put a ring on my finger and it can be made out of yarn, guess what, I'm not even going to trip, because if a boy going to go ahead and put diamonds on your finger, best believe he got an investment somewhere else, because if you mess up, you got to have more than an investment. Diamonds really don't mean nothing. You see what I'm saying? It's
I agree with that. I think they're hollow. I think they're shallow.
When I'm broke, you know what I'm saying? If you forgive me when I'm broke, that's what I'm going to look out for. You know what I'm saying? When I get me a nice car and riding, when I get it, when I finish with college and all that, because I'm doing it the right way.
Right.
Trying to get my grind on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm black. You feel me?
I feel you.
I feel you, Lindell. I know about getting the grind on, man.
I'm down with that.
We like it. We like getting the grind on.
What?
Black? Lindell, black? Hold on, man. Slow down. Slow down, man. I know you got a lot to say. I know you're excited to be here, but let me tell you this, Lindell. Okay, I know this is like your first time calling a talk radio station, right?
What's up, brother? Thank you for having me.
It is your first time, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's... You can always call some other time, so you don't have to get it all out tonight. So we're going to be back on next Saturday night, Lindell. So call us again sometime, and let us know what's going on in the world. Huh?
What's your name, man?
It's Ian and Manwich, and the show is Free Talk Live, and you're listening on WXNT there.
I call you. I want to talk to you, brother.
We got to go, but you can talk to us online. Do you have internet access?
Yeah, I'm going to go. When I go to school.
Okay, here's what you have to do. Go to we're out of time, man. Go to freetalklive.com. I'll read your emails. I'll write back to you, Linda, and we'll talk then. Okay, thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. More coming back.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. You can take control of the phones and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version, totally free, freetalklive.com. And as we mentioned before with our last caller, you can actually email us as well. You can email us directly. FTL at freetalklive.com is kind of the catch-all show email. You can also email Manwich directly if you'd like it. Manwich. At freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to the phones and back to the fun. We go to Lindell's brother, Lindell the Third.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
You don't sound like Lindell's brother.
I am Lindell's brother, and let me tell you something about diamonds. I heard you talking about diamonds, and my friend, diamonds are fake.
Diamonds are fake?
Diamonds are a hoax.
What do you mean by that?
You want to know what I mean by it? I work at De Beers.
Uh-huh.
Diamonds are, in fact, a hoax. We make them, and we sell them, and we tell them they are real. We tell the people.
How can you work at De Beers? All the people from De Beers are from outer space.
No, we're not from outer space. I can tell you that right now. And my brother Lindale, shame on him for calling and acting like a moron. I am the one with the brains in the family.
That's not nice. Lindell was just a little flustered. He had never
Lindell,
called.
Lindell, if you're listening right now, come home to mommy and daddy. We miss you.
Thanks for the call, man. 1-800-259-9231.
That was a good one. I liked that. That was fun.
No, Lindell was just, he was excited. I mean, it was his first time calling into the to a talk show. He was probably a little tipsy. It is, you know, 9 o'clock at night or whatever.
On a Saturday night.
On a Saturday night. So everybody's having a good time, and he was excited to be on, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I know. You know what? As a talk radio professional, as someone who does talk radio for a living, I actually get nervous as hell when I call a talk show.
And, you know, we don't run our show the same way as other talk
right.
shows do. Other talk shows would have screened him, out. He would have never got a chance to
That's
get on
true.
The air. But there's no screening process on Free
Not
Talk
really.
Live.
I mean, there
Not
is
really.
A basic screening yeah. process. If you call in...
We have a phone screener or...
There's four questions.
Producer or
There's
whatever.
Four questions. Your name. Obviously, you don't have to tell us your real name, like that guy. where are you calling from? You can lie to us there if you want to. What you want to talk about, and that can be very simple. We prefer it simple. Give us one or two words. That's all we want. And then how you're listening to the show. So you're listening, for instance, on one of our radio station affiliates or an internet listener or a podcast listener or something like that. And that's it. You go on hold, and we put you on the air. The only other rule that we apply to phone calls here on Free Talk Live is that ladies come first. So if we had Lindell on hold and Lindell's brother on hold and a female called
Lindell's sister, for instance.
Lindell's sister. We'd go to the sister first because, well, women should come first, and that's just how we are. We won't give you diamonds.
It's really because men listen to talk radio, and men would rather listen to women.
We won't give you diamonds or anything, but we will put you on the air first. It's only fair. 1-800-259-9231, so, again, you can call in and talk about anyone. You know, man, which I tried...
Or anything.
Since Lindell brought up the grind, he was
yes.
talking about grinding today.
I'm not sure what he was meaning by that.
I think it meant sexual relations, personally.
But it was totally incongruous in the conversation. Go ahead.
Certainly. But he did throw it out there, and it did sound like he meant sexual relations. So,
okay.
I actually had my first experience with a condom today.
Okay.
Yeah. After having sexual relations hundreds of times without one,
mm-hmm.
I went ahead and just wanted to see what it was like.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it.
You'd think if they were that great to wear, everybody yeah. would wear them.
I don't like it.
No,
now I understand why there's so many people having kids accidentally, right? We're not trying to
you
say
know,
you shouldn't be safe,
you,
by the way.
If you're going to have sex with strangers, you probably should wear a condom. Sorry.
Right. No, I agree with that. It's the safe, sensible thing to do, but I wasn't having sex with a stranger. I just wanted to see what it was all about.
No, it was just your fiancé.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway. So you can call in and talk about whatever you want. In fact, let's go to this email from Dustin. Dustin, he's one of these emailers that he kind of comes from the conspiracy crowd.
Okay.
And so the conspiracy crowd's not so great at punctuation and not so great at capitalization. In fact, we kind of critiqued Dustin earlier this week. We read one of his emails earlier this week, and we were a little bit harsh, I guess, a little
on
the critique.
We are harsh.
And so here's his response. He says... And by the way, he emails it to ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, first, I use the example that so-and-so has more listeners than you as a retort to the statement that no one would believe any of this crap, referring to conspiracy theories. He says, you use no one would believe it as a valid argument. Then when I say more do than buy your crap, it's somehow invalid and shows I'm stupid for even using the argument. All of this is in caps, by the way.
Hmm.
Oh, I thought I would use all caps since you seemed so fond of them. Because last time he didn't capitalize a single thing, so this time he's using all caps.
Making a point, good.
Right. I don't think there, T-H-I-E-R, is a conspiracy because there is nor people that believe it. I think it's because all evidence I can find points to a conspiracy. So-and-so's audience is 2 million, like 1% of America, so your little ad populist argument is BS. If I had thought along the lines that you say I do, I'd be watching CNN or whoever had the best ratings that day. I think it's funny that you guys use punctuation and spelling to tear down an argument. Most people don't spell check or capitalize because this is a quick email, not a friggin' keyboard skills test, and I would expect any adult to judge an argument by content and not presentation. Well, Dustin...
Presentation absolutely matters.
Yeah.
In every situation in life. Sorry. Presentation matters.
Even if it's just a little email. Because, you're right. I mean, if that's all there was to it, people should be nice and just judge by content. But presentation and punctuation and capitalization and putting sentences together correctly makes it so people can understand your content better. Because if it's all messy and there's misspellings all over the place and you obviously haven't even taken the time to proofread, why should I take the time to even read it through once? If you haven't taken the time to check it for errors. The only reason we read it is because it's fun, because I love reading things like this, because it just shows how careless people are when it comes to communicating online. Communicating online, if you want your ideas to be taken seriously, take a little bit of time and express them correctly. More coming back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. Final moments of the show. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Take control even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can join us online. We've got all kinds of free stuff there for you. The Bulletin Board System, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, all of it on the house. It will continue to be free, but we want you to join our AMP program, so check out all the details about that. We just announced some pretty cool changes to the AMP program. For instance, we had originally promised to reduce our commercial time by 25% once we reached our goal, which that still applies, but we're going to go ahead and cut down the commercial time by 12.5% halfway to the goal.
Right.
So when we reach 5,000 instead of 10,000, we'll cut 2 minutes of commercials out per hour. That's not too shabby. Literally, you're buying out airtime, and there's so much more. You're helping support the show. You're helping advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Getting us on more radio stations, getting more internet listeners for $3 a month. Totally voluntary. amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To Dustin in Texas. It's the same Dustin that we were just reading an email from. Hello, Dustin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
No, Ian, I am sorry. This is not Dustin. I lied to your phone screener to get on the airwaves.
Oh,
that worked.
That's unfortunate. Because
I want to tell you who I am. You listen to me right now. My name is Marcus Ray, the son of Dr. Gene Ray.
The son of Gene Ray?
Yes.
Okay.
I am very upset about the interview you had with my father.
What are you talking about?
Now, why won't your wife, are you the son whose wife won't let, or fiancé won't let Dr.
Hey, man, would you get back in your can? I'm not talking to you. Don't laugh. This isn't funny. My father.
You're right. Serious business.
My father had told me about the broadcast, and I listened. And I did not like what I heard.
What are you talking about? We love Gene Ray.
You do not love Gene Ray. That was all a joke.
Now, well, okay, first of all, you got to understand, Marcus, that we're on in a bunch of different markets tonight. We were not on last night, so a lot of these people don't even know who Gene Ray is. Who is Gene Ray?
Gene Ray is the founder of the greatest invention in the world. I call it Time Cube, and so does he.
I don't know if it's an invention as it is kind of a strange
discovery. It's an invention!
Well, you can go to timecube.com to get more of that. But actually, you could go listen to our interview with Gene Ray from last night at freetalklive.com.
You can listen and hear my father be humiliated.
Well, we thought it was a lot of fun, and Gene obviously put up with it for a whole hour.
God is evil. Kids are evil.
Thanks, Marcus. Bye. 800-259-9231.
He clearly enjoyed that interview.
By the way, our phone screener needs to get on the ball a little bit more. One call per night maximum per caller. That sounded a lot like the guy who called earlier claiming to be
Lindell's brother.
Lindell's brother. Anyway, Gene Ray, if you missed the interview last night, you missed a hell of an hour of radio.
Yeah.
And we highly recommend you get on at freetalklive.com and go grab the archive because it's sitting right there waiting for you.
It's so funny.
The interesting part was some people thought that we were for real. They thought we were scamming this dude, Gene Ray, right? We made him think that we were on his side. We made him think that we agreed with him, and we had a lot of fun with it. It was a great hour of radio, but some people really believed that we believed in TimeCube.com. And if you've ever been to TimeCube.com, you know that you'd have to be a total raving lunatic to believe in TimeCube.com. So, if you have no idea what we're talking about, you owe it to yourself to go to freetalklive.com, look under the archives column, and go ahead and download last night's show.
And go to TimeCube.com.
Yes. So you can get some sort of understanding for what all of this is about. Hey, we're done for tonight. We will be back. For those of you who only get the Saturday show, well, you'll hear us next Saturday. Otherwise, you can join us.
Till then, you got to call your PDs and ask for Free Talk Live to be on weekdays.
He has said, the program director there has said he's had enough calls. People have been calling the program director there, so he knows that people want Free Talk Live weekdays on their station. Anyway, we'll see you on Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and online at freetalklive.com. Good night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.